Pickaxe.
We always recommend Shopify. It took us from an idea to a real business. We got set up, I think, in less than a day. With very little effort, we could just focus on the supply chains and the product development. Shopify gives us the ability to customize without the complexity. We can change something without introducing fragility or having to pay a developer. We're Thirsty Turtle, and we leveled up our business with Shopify.
Start your free trial at shopify.com/au.
Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Plötzlich fühle ich mich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Tiefenentspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Hello everybody and welcome back to the Triforce podcast with me, Lewis, Pyrian Flax, and also Zips.
We have a Patreon now.
Right. Straight in.
I wanted to get it out of the way really quick, you know, like just wanted to get it right out of the way.
I made a Patreon after like Tom was editing the audio podcast. He was like, have you made a Patreon yet? I was like, all right, fine, I'll make it. So I threw up the crappiest Patreon I could and, and it's up. And so it's official, just in case you guys like,
I love the tears that you put in there. Like they're just so fucking half-assed. Like you could tell that we're so dedicated to.
Well, I needed you guys' help, and no one replied.
Fan base. We want to give back some quality stuff for that hard-earned money that you're going to be spending on us. Yeah,
you know what it's like. You need help with something. You send an email out to some people, and no one fucking gets back to you. And it's like, well, I can do it on my own, and then there you go. That's what you get.
Yeah.
Tough shit. Well, so if you want to support the podcast to keep it ad-free, You could donate to the Patreon. There you go. That's it. We're not going to plug that anymore.
Yeah, so make sure you go to patreon.com/ what is it?
Triforce
Podcast. And there's all sorts of really exciting tiers. Like you can buy weeds for my tortoise that you don't even need to buy. You can just literally pick them from the side of the road. But
wine for me.
Pretend that I buy them anyway.
Get some wine for P-Flax.
Get some wine for Terry as well. Get him a bowl of wine.
Yeah,
get
Terry some fucking wine up in here. Why didn't Terry get any wine, huh? What's up with that?
Yeah, fucking Terry wants some wine. He just wants a bit of fucking wine.
I think these tiers might change as well, but I think they're kind of like locked. So once, I don't know, anyway. There's also a jug. I talked to Mike about making a glass Triforce jug.
Well, which leads us perfectly into something I want to mention, something new that's happened to me in my life recently. Guess what I got, guys?
Prison sentence.
No, I got an 800 milliliter jug to hold water in so I can make sure that I'm at least drinking a bit of water a day. It's like one of those reusable things, you know, like it's not like a crappy water bottle. It's like one of those ones that you see people using at the gym or whatever. I'm, of course, never going to use it at a gym, but my garage is my gym. It's like a mental, it's a mental gym. I do my mental workouts out here.
So first of all, you are supposed to drink a certain amount of water every day, right? Like 5 glasses of water or something. Yeah. But that's always very arbitrary.
You get a lot of water from your food. If you eat fresh fruit and vegetables, you'll get a lot of water that way.
Well, listen, okay. I mean, I eat my fair share of vegetables and fruits and stuff, but I wasn't getting enough water. I was vaping a lot in my garage, which was dehydrating the shit
out
of me.
Very dehydrating, yeah.
And I was not drinking water. And honestly, sometimes like my piss was like sludge. Like it was like,
oh my God,
just barely coming out. I was so dehydrated. So
God damn.
It should be like almost completely clear.
I'm not into New Year's resolutions, but I just thought, you know what? I just need to start drinking some more water because
Jesus.
I'm going to die. So
I drink a lot of water all day.
That's good. That's good for
my
you.
My pee-pee really is so nice. Clear. It's like a sparkling river of diamonds shooting out of my dick.
Some people have the problem of peeing too much.
Quite the visual I got there.
Mm. Yeah.
So, yeah. Like, if you're peeing too much, you want to go and see a doctor. If you're not peeing enough.
Yeah, because peeing too much can be a sign of diabetes, apparently.
That's true, yeah. You could have the diabetes if you're feeling like
diabetes.
You need to pee all the time. I think, like, the big one for that is, like, you do a real big piss, like a racehorse. If you've ever seen one of those things piss, where it's like a waterfall coming out of their dick.
Speaking of piss, I went to visit my nana this weekend.
If you do one of those gigantic waterfall pisses, finish up and you feel like you need to go again almost right after, go get checked because you might have the diabetes.
Yep. Go on, yeah. Lewis.
So my nan's in an old folks' home.
Oh, right. Is this a recent thing? Or
smells a little pissy. Well, she actually wanted to be in one because she was sort of struggling to sort of look after herself, really.
And also, she listened to
she wanted to get away from you guys.
She listened to the Triforce podcast where I said that all those old people do is have sex. That's why. Oh, anyway, that's carry on.
I don't think that's what they're doing, at least as far as I know.
It's from like carry on camping, but it's in a retirement home.
Well, she's 92, so, you know, she's fairly... You know, I feel like she's the kind of lady who struggled to look after herself when she was young, let alone, you know, old. She's a bit, I don't know, she never, for me, like, my nana was never particularly like a home cooker. She was a microwave meal or frozen meal kind of gal. But and I don't know, like, she kind of just lived a little bit of a different life. You know, she grew up when the war was sort of just on, really. I mean, she was sort of, when you're 92, you kind of, your childhood years were during the war, which is kind of a weird time to be alive, and her three sisters have all died, so she's kind of on her own, really.
Oh.
And so, you know, my family's nearby, and she did know who I was, but like occasionally she'd kind of like just a little bit lose track of who I was, like,
yeah,
occasionally.
She thinks that you're your brother and stuff sometimes.
Yeah,
she still thinks that you're 11 years old and stuff.
Yeah, but, you know, when you've got a big, when you've got a big progeny of grandchildren and great grandchildren, she's got some great grandchildren now, you know, it's difficult to keep track.
Yeah,
you
know? True.
So, you know, I can give her an excuse for that. No, she was very chipper, actually. She was very, very jolly. We had a good time.
Nice.
Chatted about all sorts of stuff. I always find it interesting to chat to her about stuff. She's not very good about what happened in the last year, but she knows exactly what happened, you know, like 30 years ago when she was on
that's
holiday.
Yeah, like, that's, you know? that's like...
And you can draw out all these really interesting stories.
Yeah, that's a bit of dementia. My grandma had the same thing. She was like, she couldn't remember what you said 2 or 5 minutes ago, but man, she could like go on about like her childhood like there's no tomorrow.
It's a little bit kind
telling
of
the same story. Like,
I'm not being
over.
Funny, but that's us, lads. That's literally us.
Well, I mean, I think everybody develops a little bit of dementia going forward.
I think this podcast should be called "I Know I've Told the Story Before." Or I think I've told the story before, but
well, I've got two new ones.
Well, listen, I just want to touch on this quickly, though. All we do all day, like, I don't know if you guys remember. I've probably mentioned this before. Funnily enough, I'm going to mention this then. But like the other day, somebody is like, "You should do a vlog," and it's crazy because all we do all day is talk to people on the internet, right? Mm-hmm. So like all of my stories are exhausted, all of my everything, unless I've done something really exciting that day, I got nothing new to say. Like I've said it all. Like it's like 8 to 12 hours a day constantly of talking. Like you're going to cover everything, right?
Oh God.
So it's like,
yeah, no, you're right.
It's not, I don't think we're going insane. I think that it's just, you know, you can't, like, it's like a stand-up comedian. You can't go out with, like, new material every single day. Like, it takes a long time, you know, develop all this new material.
Yeah, but I'm not going to sit through, like, 9 hours of sip streams to, like, find the good bits, you know. Bring the good bits to
Any taste, but some people out there really, like, really do. And they will sit through 9 to 12 hours of me talking
Fucking witch, by the way, I am sick to fucking death. If I'm streaming in the evening, here's what I get. Where's Sips? Anyone know what Sips is up to? Hey, Pyrian, how's Sips? Any Terry updates? Isn't Sips awesome? In my fucking chat. Yeah. Last night, that's all it was. Like, half the fucking people were there to talk about you, you motherfucker. I told them to get the fuck out of my channel. If they love you so much, go watch your shit. Go watch a fucking Sips
vlog. Well, I
wasn't
on at the time, though. That's why they were, like, craving updates. They wanted to make sure I was okay, and they wanted to... You know, they wanted to know what I was doing and stuff. And
they haven't seen him for like half an hour.
Yeah, they hadn't seen me for like half an hour.
I have a command in my chat that I think is !Lewis. And it says, no, Pyrian does not have a tracking device inside Lewis and does not know where he is. Because that's all I got asked. Where's Lewis? Is Lewis playing this evening? Where's Lewis? What's Lewis doing? So now
I used to play for a year with you, though, remember?
Yeah.
And then I just cold turkey quit.
You did. Yeah. You quit me. It was a real harsh breakup.
I think in the business they call it, you punked out. On Flax. He punked out big time.
He did.
So.
All right, lads. I got back yesterday from Edinburgh.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What the fuck? Can I just ask, what the fuck were you doing there?
What are you talking about? It's a beautiful city. So it's like
I'm jealous. I want to go.
The north. It's gorgeous.
I want to go, yeah. I really want
to
go.
So I went there with Mrs. F because it's half term, right? So
right.
The kids went to my mum's. we went up to Edinburgh. We went on the sleeper train,
right,
and we were there for one full day, stayed in a beautiful hotel, and then we came back again by sleeper train. So we basically had most of that day, because you go at like 11 at night. The train is like 11 at night. You get on the train at 11, you stash your shit, you go to sleep, you wake up in wherever you're going. So in this case, it was Edinburgh. Let me tell you, this was the worst fucking train ride I've ever had in my fucking life on the way up there. It was a terrible train.
Dude, just, I don't, I'm not to sidetrack you, but somebody posted, remember last week on the,
we said,
send us pictures of where you're listening to the podcast. And tons of people did. And thanks so much. It was super,
I must have had like
interesting
replies
to see people's like a little insight into their lives and stuff. It's awesome. So thanks very much. But so this one guy sent a thing and he's like, I'm on a ScotRail train and it fucking sucks right now, but this is where I'm listening to like the Triforce podcast, and then ScotRail tweet back, and they're like, what's so bad about the train? Is there anything I can help with?
And he just said, no. Yeah, that really, I don't know. I'm a sentimental, soppy old fucker, but it did make me very, very happy to see all these people all over the fucking place, really, sending us pictures of their, either the, where they were working.
I couldn't believe some of them, though. I think a lot of them were like bananas.
I mean, there was like the Staple Factory. That was a personal favorite.
There was a guy in his hot tub.
Yeah. A lot of people in a lot of snow, I guess, because it's still pretty cold in a lot of the world. It's pretty mild here, to be honest with you. But I was just like, wow, this is really cool. Like, all these people, and they're all saying the same thing, which is it gets them through a commute, or it gets them through a day at work, or they're studying and they're kind of bored, or they're in a lab somewhere doing something. You know, the one guy was like repairing electric bikes. Once you know how to repair an electric bike, I guess his brain is on autopilot. He knows what he's doing, and he just wants something to zone out to. And I'm glad that we give them that. But it really cheered me up. I thought that was really sweet. I did get an Instagram message from a lad who is a fucking pilot, and he sent us a picture of him and his mate in the cockpit.
Wow.
He's a fucking pilot. Him and his co-pilot listen to the Triforce podcast. Hopefully not while they're flying the plane. But they're,
well, why not,
they're
though?
Fans.
You got nothing else to do up there. Like, you know, planes nowadays, they pretty much fly themselves. You just press a button. Go. I played Microsoft Flight Simulator, so I know what I'm talking about. You just press a button, go into autopilot, and you just you sit, kick back and relax, and the stewardess or the steward or the stewardess whichever comes in and gives you a drink, and you know, you just fucking fall asleep
easy,
and wake
peasy,
up
you're
and
right.
land
you're
the
right.
plane no problem.
The fuck is this guy at a Stapler factory?
Yeah,
it's a guy who sent pictures of his dirty dishes.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's a guy whose job is to put roofs on model buildings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was amazing. We got a lot of people. Shout
Incredible.
Out to all of you. And thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah. Every
thank
single
you
one
much.
Of you. It's like, honestly, it was so fucking awesome going through the
oh
timeline
Oh, my God.
Yesterday.
There's so many pictures. This is awesome.
I love all the pictures of, like, snowy-ass America. Like, people are like, oh, I'm fucking driving 500 miles to my job. And it's like, there's fucking snow everywhere.
Oh, man.
I love that, too. So sorry for the derail.
Right, the train. So
well, yeah. I mean, I took the train. It was fine. I always like walk to one end.
Wait, Vax was telling a train story.
I'm on a sleeper train. Okay, so you get on the cabin. You've never seen anything this narrow in your life. Like, I couldn't walk into it. Like, normally, I had to sidle into it, and you know, me and Mrs. F are sort of bumping against each other. It's like tiny little bunk beds. You can barely get in. So we sort of stashed all our stuff. Just about managed to fit in there, and I thought, this is going to be fine. I'm just going to go to sleep and I'm going to wake up in Edinburgh. I thought it was going to be like, you know, those modern Pendolino trains that are like super smooth. They go fast. You can barely feel them moving. This was not that. This was like some fucking runaway train experience at a theme park. Thing is bumping and rolling, and it keeps pulling into all these sidings to pick up post, I think. So it's banging around all the time. There was one point where part of the train was being separated, and it was pulling it for such a long time to separate these two carriages, and we're in one. I felt like I was being pulled apart by two much bigger objects. It was terrifying. And then this announcement comes over the tannoy. If the editors could put like one of those train announcer voices, modulators on, that would be good. Because
Lasses and gentlemen, this is your conductor blithering. Apologies for the poor service, the neat, but what drivers are an absolute mare. We're currently being attacked by a pack. pack of wild bagpipes who are nipping away and having a right square go at the train biting half chunks with their bare teeth. If you're thinking of having a wee sleep, fucking forget it. We're going full bore all the way, so expect some bumps and shimmies. Good luck, you fucking ball bags. Peace, dude.
That was pretty much the fucking sentiment.
Fucking hell. Wow, that was...
I want that to be real. Fuck these companies.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, fuck these companies, though. I mean, seriously, like, give us an adult train service where that is the announcement on the thing. You know, like, we're ready for it, I think.
Do you
want to
know the worst part? The worst part, all right, is it's 6 a.m. I've slept maybe 2 hours. And at the point at 6 a.m., you basically arrived, but they boot you off at 7. So it arrives at 6. Some people get off and leave. Other people like me sleep a bit because they're exhausted. And then they boot you off about 7, 7.30 or something like that. Now, we did not order drinks. And this guy, the steward guy, comes around and he's got coffee for people and stuff like that. This is how he knocks on the door. Are you ready? Like that. Just a tap, tap. But he was tapping on the next door as well. So it was like this. I don't know what this is. Because to me, a knock is... Right? Not this. This... Is he hammering something? Is there something wrong with the train? Is this the train cooling down? Is it some
saying?
Weird
like
mechanical
a
thing?
It's like that.
Yeah,
that's
it wasn't,
knocking,
right? But it was literally like something metal on something metal, tap, tap. Like he was hammering in a nail or something. Like there was no indication that this was someone knocking at our door.
Was there no wooden paneling
on the
door?
No, it's all like a big sort of metal shitty door.
It's like when someone knocks on your door at home, right? Like if you've got like a glass window, you want them to knock on the wood around the glass. You don't want them to come up and like fucking
bang,
like
bang,
you know.
Yeah, on the glass.
Like, knock on
but
that.
I need a sound that is definitively a knock.
On the glass, like fuck
but
off.
He was knocking on my door and the next door simultaneously. So it was like tap, 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 tap. Tap, 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 tap for like 5 minutes. And I'm just asleep, half asleep. And I'm thinking, what the fuck is that noise? And I said out loud, what the fuck is that? He carries on. Tap, 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 tap. So finally, he just opens the door and starts coming in. I was like, what are you doing? He's like, I've got your coffee. I was like, I didn't want a coffee. It's 6 in the morning. He's like, well, I've got to give you this. I said, no, you don't. Please, go away. And I shut the door. Because I was just losing my mind. This tapping, it was like it had got into my brain. Like I just became
it's like
super,
a woodpecker.
It was unbelievable because I didn't know what it was. It was so, and I was so sleepy and confused. And there's this tapping. I don't know if I'm dreaming or not. It was such a weird noise. And he goes away. 5 minutes later, a woman comes back. Tap, 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 tap. And I was like, what the fuck is this tapping? I open the door and she says, I've got to give you this coffee. I said, no, you don't. So we did not order the coffee. Just pour it away. I don't want it. She goes, no, please, sir. I have to give you this coffee. I was like, is it fucking poisoned? What is going on here? What does the whole plan falls apart? The caper doesn't work unless you poison us with coffee. So we just, Maddie just says, just fucking take the coffee. And we just chucked it down the sink. But it was the tapping stayed with me for like 2 days. Anytime I heard tapping, it was like, oh my God, it was, I can't even describe
it.
It
just triggered you.
It was something uniquely brain fucking about it.
I went on a sleeper train one time. But we crossed borders on it. So, like, I think we took a train from, like, I think it was, like, Barcelona to Vienna or something like that.
Wow, that's a long one.
It was a long one. But it was, like, it was by design, right? We got on the train at, like, 6 p.m. And we wanted to just, like, sleep for 12 hours and then wake up in Vienna or however long it took. I can't remember. It was a long time ago. But
and at 6 a.m.
It was a real pan-shitting moment, though. Because
and you was like, what the fuck is this noise?
No, no, but like, so you're traveling on a train and you're backpacking around and stuff. And, you know, you've got your passport and your money and shit and you're keeping it safe and you're keeping it secret, just like Gandalf told you to.
Yeah.
And
keep it secret. Keep it safe.
Yeah. You get onto the train, right? And because it crossed so many borders and you ended up in a different country when it was done, right before we were going to bed, some dude comes into our cabin. It was like, it was a pretty nice, it was okay, you know, like it's a train, for fuck's sake. So it's not going to be like that great, but we're just like getting ourselves ready to go to sleep and stuff and like having a joke and a couple of goofs and gaffs and stuff. And then, you know, going to go to sleep. And this guy comes in like the, you know, he's wearing a uniform and stuff. And he's like, passports, please. We're like, oh, okay, sure. So like we give him our passports and then he just fucking walks away. We're like, what the fuck is this guy taking our passports for? Like, we're screwed. Like, this guy, I think we've just been robbed by a guy wearing a fake uniform. Yeah. He's taking our passports, and now we're fucking screwed.
So we just like went to bed thinking like, oh, okay, well, I guess like maybe we're just being like people trafficked or something. Like, I guess this is our life now.
That was, the thought wasn't maybe we're just being paranoid.
Yeah, yeah. But then same as Flax, we have the tap tap in the morning. Dude comes in, just gives us our passports back. And he's like, thank you. And I was like, oh, yeah, no problem. Okay, thanks. And then we weren't being people trafficked after all. So that was the end of the story. But yeah,
that's pretty, a relief.
Pretty scary stuff. Yeah. So yeah, so just in case anybody ever takes your passport on a train where you're going across like multiple borders, I think it's because they want to let you sleep while they give your passport to the border control, and it's actually really nice of them because I slept like a fucking baby that
night. Definitely, but there's room for a scam there, dude.
Oh, there is,
because
yeah.
I presume they don't come around and sneakily look at your face while you're sleeping and compare it to the passport picture. So you could be anybody, and if you buy off the guard, he just walks around with a passport, gives it to the guy, boom, boom, you get stamped and you're in. Be careful.
Yeah, they need to improve the eternal that security. Scam is always there. There's always a way to scams, to bribe someone, you know, even in 2019.
Bribes in 2019, what's the world coming to?
You could just people traffic up to Scotland, no problem.
I did, when I was in Edinburgh, I went up Arthur's Seat, which sounds dirty, but it's just a mountain. Okay.
Arthur's Seat.
It used to be a volcano.
Okay.
It's true.
When?
What do you mean when?
Like when?
Oh,
like
last year. Ago? I don't fucking know. It's a volcano. I'm just not saying it's active. I'm saying it used to be. You can look it up on the internet. It was formerly a volcano. There's all evidence of and fucking volcanic rock and shit around there.
Mm.
It's true. Look it up.
It was a volcano 335 million years ago.
What do you want? What do you want?
Not last year.
That's what my fucking. I was joking. When?
I mean.
Who cares?
No, but if it was like a volcano, like at some point in the history,
yeah,
like
300 million years, that's not
history.
That fucking long, geologically speaking. That's
There's
nothing.
Volcanoes erupting right fucking now.
Yeah, but dude, I went up a fucking volcano, sucked my dick, all right? I'm fucking. I went up a fucking volcano.
Sucked his dick at the top of a volcano. Oh, for
I'm sorry, it's not volcanic enough for you, Lewis. I'm sure I wasn't hopping over lava flows and dodging pyroclastic shit. It was a fucking. It used to be a volcano.
Lewis, fucking suck his dick, all right?
And yeah, come get
on, Jesus, I will.
You're not doing it fucking fast enough. You gotta get on the shaft. And, where's the video camera?
Where are the balls?
Jeez.
Oh, wait, you cup the balls and work the shaft.
Sorry, go
so
for
work
it.
Work the balls.
You went up a fucking volcano,
yeah,
sure.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. I saw for miles, absolutely miles. You could see all over Edinburgh, all the surrounding
Lewis,
area.
So you're debating that there's no active volcanoes anymore? Were you around when that one in
Not
Iceland
in the
exploded and all of the air traffic was halted for like 10 years? Like,
it was
cool. A year ago?
Oh, fuck. It was in, was it Iceland? A volcano in Iceland, right?
Yeah.
With some name like something like
that. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's the exact one.
God, I love that. I'm just trying to say I went up a cool volcano and Lewis is fucking fact checking it. Go back to Reddit.
Yeah.
I Jaff Jala Jockle.
Yeah, that's the one.
I Jaff Jana Chuckle as well from time to time, but you don't see me bragging about it.
I'm sorry. I was picking holes in your story.
I don't know what you want. Like, I'm sorry.
Do you want me? Well, look, if I just like went to the fucking outside and was like, oh, it used to be, I visited a glacier at lunchtime because back in the fucking ice age, 300 million years ago, ice covered all of this area.
Yeah,
so
that's interesting too.
I'm in a fucking glacier
right
now. I don't know, like.
There was evidence of a glacier there as well. Thank you for bringing it up, Lewis.
You also visited.
I technically went to the side of a glacier. It was great.
Yeah.
It was great. You know, modern geology, a lot of modern geology was born at Arthur's Seat because the lad, forgotten his name, sorry, Scotland, he looked at all the rocks. He was like, well, this doesn't make sense. And he came up with geology, modern understanding of geology. You can look it up.
Yeah. That's
look
how
at
it started,
the fuck up.
He looked up a rock. What?
Yeah,
what are you saying?
He saw a rock and he thought, that
a
doesn't
man
make sense.
Picked up a rock and was like, geology.
Yeah,
found it.
Bingo.
Yeah. I've done it.
He looked at there's this bit where it's all split apart. The rocks are all split apart and sort of bent at a weird angle. And you think, what's that? And he obviously went and had a nose around and he came up with a scheme. And he called it geology.
Job done. Back to London on the sleeper train.
Yeah, on the no sleeper train. Tap, tap,
get some
tap,
rest.
Tap. Oh, don't do it. It fucking annoys me so much.
I've been on some nice sleeper trains. Like, I did a whole backpacking trip in the year 2000, it was. I did a whole backpacking trip around Europe. And some were very bad, don't get me wrong. Like, some were Some were terrible, and I don't even want to really think about them ever again.
Was this the one where you did it on like an absolutely shoestring budget?
Oh, God, yeah, it was. Like, but man, some of them were super fucking nice, like really luxurious, and we didn't really pay that much for them. I think we might have gotten bumped up randomly a couple of times because we... it was just a volume thing, right? Like every night we were on a sleeper train sort of thing.
Right.
So
did you
like,
sleep on the sleeper train?
Well, yeah. In the end, the first couple of nights, no, I did not. And then I just got so tired that I just started sleeping everywhere. So like sleeper train included. I think that's the thing. Like if you go on a sleeper train, if you come out of just like having nice, perfect rest at home and then bam, you're on a sleeper train. Yeah, you're not going to sleep. Like they're not great, but
yeah.
When you're like knackered. About to die from tiredness, yeah, you can sleep anywhere. So like sleeper trains are great in that context for sure.
Any train can be a sleeper train if you try hard
That's
enough.
True. That's but true. Then the thing is you can just pay for seats on the sleeper train and just sit there all night, which
you can, yeah, but
grim.
I mean, we just like, we were going to stay in like hostels and hotels and stuff. And in the end, we were just like, some of these places were so dumpy and stuff. We were just like, fuck, like, why are we staying in these dumb places when we can just fucking... visit a new city every day and just sleep on a train to get there.
Yeah, so like, it's real smart. It's good.
So our whole route, like when we did it, was let's travel as far as fucking possible from here so we can get like 12 solid hours of sleep on a train and then just wake up in a new city, spend all day in the city, and then rinse and repeat
every
night.
That's a really good idea. I really
like
that.
That was awesome, yeah. It was a lot cheaper.
If you don't get travel sick. And trains don't tend to make me travel sick.
No, I don't know why it is. They don't make... My youngest sometimes gets travel sick, but never on a train. Never on a train.
It's always in a car, the back seat of a car.
Cars,
I can drive a car and not get sick, but if I'm sitting like in the back seat of a car reading a book or something, I'll be sick.
Oh,
for
you
sure.
can't read in a car. That's the fucking worst, man. But so when we got to our hotel, we were exhausted. It was still like real early. So we just said, let's have a fucking nap. So it was like 10 a.m. trying to get some shut-eye, just about to nod off. And someone's... You know the way sometimes something's happening, you don't know what's happening, you suspect it's not worth the noise, but someone's opening and closing a door like 20 times. So it's like, they'll open and close a door, and it sort of just wakes you up a tiny bit. 5 seconds go past, they open and close the door again. Another 20 seconds, 30 seconds go past, fucking door opens and closes again. This went on for like 10 minutes. This door is open and closing. I don't know what's going on, but I'm furious, and that's waking me up. Because I'm just like, what is this door slamming? Just when we're nodding off again, phone rings. A very polite Scottish guy on the other end of the phone goes, oh, hello, just to let you know, there's going to be the wee fire test at 11. And I was like, for fuck's sake. So we're like, fine. Just as we're done off again, whoop, whoop, whoop. The fucking fire alarm goes on. Me and Mrs. F are like, this is it. We're not going to sleep. It's impossible. So the next morning, we're knackered, right? We're still sleeping in. 6 a.m., this lad knocks on the door, 7 a.m., something like that. And he's like... I was like, well, at least a human knock for a change, not tap tap.
Not some weird fucking alien spoon on glass knock.
Knocks
right,
on the door and Mrs. F is like, what? So she answers the door and he says, here's your breakfast. And she was like, it's a little bit early, isn't it? Because we ordered it for like 8:30. But he was like, well, sorry, you know, it says 7 o'clock on your door tag. She was like, pretty sure it didn't, but fair enough. Takes breakfast in, sets it down on the table. Wrong breakfast. It's some other guy. So she calls up the front desk. They have to come and get it. So again, we're woken up early. And I was just like, what? What? Why? Why? This is just one of those fucking trips where we're just not meant to get any sleep. So we just drank.
Welcome to fucking life.
It's just
Holy
I'm not
crap.
Used to it. I'm not used to it. It was just unbelievable. Every time
well,
we tried to get
sorry,
some sleep.
Sorry, sir. You're going to have this
you've,
one.
I've because got to give you
just
the
take
breakfast.
It. I don't want it. Just take it.
Take the breakfast.
I don't want it. Fucking take it. Haggis breakfast. You've got to eat it now. We're in Scotland. Where am I going? Oh, holy shit. Yep. I can't. What a nightmare.
It was
and then
just
you
weird.
Climbed a volcano. You were like skipping across lava flows. You slid down a fucking glacier on your ass. You fucking didn't sleep. You fall asleep on the way down. You fell asleep on the way up.
Maybe I dreamt the whole
thing. You fucking got the sleeper
thing.
Train back. You slept the whole way because you were so tired. Great story. I mean, amazing. What were you even doing there? Just family holiday?
Just
or
me and Mrs.
It?
F like, just wanted to visit Edinburgh. She'd never been to Scotland. She said to me, I want to go away in half term. We'll leave the kids with your mum. You pick somewhere. Because everywhere she was recommending, I was like, nah. And then I finally said, how about we fucking go to Scotland? Because you've always wanted to go to Scotland. Oh, I'm so happy. Oh. So she was delighted. So we went to Scotland. Nice. She loved it. Absolutely loved it. We spent half the time looking in wool shops and kilt shops. And I waited outside. She was in there for like 20 minutes looking at fucking... scarves and shit.
Stood outside vaping like angrily, like
angrily
staring down
vaping,
Scottish people going by.
She never
She's
bought
like
anything.
Beaming, going in and out kilt shops.
But she never bought anything. It's classic Mrs. F. She loves to shop. She hates to spend. She just wants to look And she's like, well, it was really nice, but it was 80 quid, so I didn't. I was like, all right, well, that's pretty dear, so let's find another place. Found a place, really nice cashmere sort of thing. And she was like, meh, the colour on the dots is a bit wrong. I was like, Christ. Luckily, there's like 100 of them, so we fucking spent the whole day looking at these things. I was like, can you just pick one and we'll buy it? But she just didn't. She never bought anything.
But that's the joy of it. Like, I think that, you know, that's just part of the
thing. All right, so when you shop, I don't know if this is a men-women thing or a me-Mrs. F thing. It doesn't matter. The point is, when I shop, I know what I want. I go in, I see something that matches the thing I want, I buy it.
Focused and task-oriented. That's me. Yeah.
Like I'm exactly that.
I have a pair of shoes downstairs.
I need a list. I can't just go to a shop and browse. Like, I hate it. I have to have a list of things I need to buy. I'm in and out of there in 5 seconds.
Right. Need a pair of shoes. Went into the shoe shop in Kingston. Went in. Saw a pair I liked. Bought them.
Yeah.
We were in and out in 5 minutes. Tried them on. They fit. I like them. Bang. Paid.
I did that the other day. Yeah. I went and I went into a shoe shop. Looked at a pair of shoes. Literally, first ones off the shelf. I put them on. Tried them out. They fit all right. I was like, all right, I'll take them.
And the guy
was
like, what?
I went into a shoe store. We were in Seattle. We were in Seattle for that when we went to see Val. Remember in Seattle? I went into a shoe store. Because my shoes were falling apart, so I was like, oh, I really need to get some new shoes. I'll get some while I'm here. And I went in, and I was, like, looking around. And, man, you know, like, when – that's the big mistake, though, when you're looking around. I was in there for, like, 5 minutes looking around, and then I just got jumped on by, like, these salespeople. They're all like, how can I help you today? Oh, are you looking for shoes? All this crap. And I was like, oh, you know what? You know, listen to me, all right? I'm fucking almost 40 years old and I have two kids. I just want to buy some shoes in peace. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to make a sales pitch on what shoes are cool and stuff. I'm going to get the wrong ones anyway. Just leave me to get these shoes and let me get out of here quickly.
Yeah.
But no. Oh, man. It was so drawn out and like asking about how your day has been and like why are you here and stuff. And it's just like, oh, for fuck's sakes, don't bother. Just save your breath. Like, Jesus. Like we're not going to become soulmates at the end of this purchase. Like it's, you know, there's no, what's the point? I don't even find it nice. I just, it's annoying.
You're introverted though. Like some people do respond to that. I mean, but for you, I guess like anytime someone gives you the hard sell or something, they make it instantly gets me on edge. Like as well, like is there something wrong with this? Do you now need to be a salesman to sell me the thing that I was going to buy before you started trying to sell it to me?
You're not some sort of tactical genius. Like I was, you know, I was really of the mind of spending money on a pair of shoes. Like, you know, like the sale is done. Just leave me alone. Christ, they should have like a opt out button or something that flags you so that they leave you alone. Like you walk into the store and they say, are you actually going to buy a pair of shoes? Yes, I am. Okay, leave me alone. Like nobody needs to talk to you.
I had to buy a suit for Martin's wedding, which is coming up this weekend.
Oh, nice. You got invited?
Happy wedding.
Yeah, loads of people going from the office,
Oh, that's really nice. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's down across the country somewhere.
Yeah,
it's
I didn't get invited.
You can't invite that many people, Sips. Mm.
I would assume you wouldn't go because you're a busy guy and you live in Jersey, you know?
Yeah, but that's not the point though, right?
I might be able to wangle it.
It costs
you
nothing
want.
To just invite somebody who's not going to go
do you
anyway.
What? You
right?
are invited. Come along.
No, you can't do that. It's
no,
not
it's
your,
too late now. It's too
your
late.
Wedding.
I can get a plus one.
You're going to take him as your plus one? You heard it here first, folks. It's finally been revealed live on the Travis
Man,
podcast.
I'm, you know what? I'm just imagining a wedding with all the people from the office in attendance and, God damn.
What? There's, it's, I mean, yeah, it's fine. The office is, you.
That's the sound of digging. That is the sound of digging live.
What? What? Go on, Sips. What do you mean by that?
Take from it what you will. I'm just putting it out there. I'm putting it out there for you to come to your own conclusions about that. I'm just saying, there's all of the people from the office who are all in the same space every day together anyway.
Is Barry going?
Is Barry going?
I very much doubt it. He's not a friend of Martin, is he?
I only really like Barry out of all of you and Sips. You and Sips and Barry, everyone else can. They're nice enough, I guess.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Martin's friends, like Mark Humes and Nina and Kaff. And
let's do something that we wouldn't normally do, okay, guys? Let's do something you wouldn't normally do, okay?
Okay.
Listen to this, all right? Let's pretend for a minute none of us are married, okay? We've just met the girl of our dreams, and we're going to get married, and we can invite anyone we want to the wedding. Who would be your best man? Who would be your maid of honor? And who would you invite to the wedding? You can invite anyone. Go.
This is a political minefield, isn't it? Like picking these people.
Can we pick famous people, but not people that we...
It could be anyone you want. Just pretend anybody you would invite would go. And they know you enough and like you enough.
For reals, though, I would invite you as my best man, Sips, if you'd be up for it. You know... What do you think? How do you feel about
right
that?
Right answer. Flex.
Sorry, P Flex.
No, dude, please. I'm not offended by that at all. Anyone who's offended by best man choices is a good.
You'd have to be a page boy.
Yeah. Fuck you. I ain't being no fucking page boy. I'll be
page lad.
I'm not sure I'd even want to come.
not hearing the news about the best man. See, do you know what I mean? This is why it's a political minefield.
I'm gonna come dress as a volcano. How about that?
Just erupt.
That's a good idea, yeah. For me, it would just be Prince. I would have... Prince would be my best man. Prince would be my maid of honor. And when Prince turned out, he would be my only guest as well. And then when Prince turned up to the wedding, he'd be like, "Where's the lovely bride?" And I'd look at Prince and I would say... "It's you, Prince. It's you." And I would marry Prince. So that's
so
it. That's
you're telling me that he would go through with it because he's like, "Well, fair enough. You got me."
Yeah, that's right.
That was really well orchestrated. Yeah.
It would be like an ambush sort of.
Would you have it themed? Would you both like wear like really weird fucking costumes?
Well,
and
I think Prince would turn up pre-cocked in that sense. He's always wearing those frilly
dressed
jackets.
Dressed in like a white triangle with like gold trimming.
Like Revolutionary
purple,
War
guys,
general
purple,
outfit
purple,
or whatever.
Clearly. I would have a wedding and all I would invite is porn stars.
Yes.
I think that would be pretty fucking hype. That after party.
Surely that would
be
the
else.
Stag do.
Yeah. No, forget about it. The stag do is even more off the chain. The stag do is just me and Liz Hurley. But the main event is me and a whole bunch of porn stars.
How about the stag do is you and Elon Musk
would
in
it be,
space?
If it had
drinking.
All porn stars, would it be a porn like theme as well? Like,
yeah,
would everybody be drinking out of like dick shaped glasses and stuff
no,
like
no.
that?
Like the vicar would go, "Man, this outfit is making me hot." And then one of the bridesmaids would be like, "Oh, mine too." And then, you know, it would be like one of those. A guy turns up to repair a washing machine. A woman comes.
Vicar.
The woman that opens the door to the church is wearing a really loose-fitting gown and it keeps slipping open. She's like, "Oh, hi, I think you saw my boobs." Haha, like that. Like, it would be that kind of theme. But we'd all just play
thing
along
is, like,
with it. It'd be
do you
like
know what
LARPing.
You've fucking done?
It'd be like LARPing, but with sex.
You've made it all British and unsexy by using the word vicar.
"Man, my pope robe is really chafing me. Mind if I take it off?"
It's still going to be wedding themed. It's tricky. I've never done this. I'm not a wedding
it's
planner.
It's all weird British porn now, and all the people have terrible English accents.
We were talking about this yesterday, and then so all the music would have to be remastered to sound like twangy porn music as well, right? Like, you know, like the but it'd have to be like pornified, you know?
Yeah.
So it'd have to be like
Yeah.
So all the music would have to be changed as well. I was having this conversation with Ravs just yesterday. It was a similar conversation about a porn-themed wedding, but
amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
So he had the same thought.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's because I went to Scotland.
He pretty much had the same thought.
I've been infected with
all
them
Scottish.
Porn
we all
link
together our thoughts. It's because that volcano.
We're a hive mind. You know what I did notice, and this is definitely true, is that people up north will just chat to you in a way that people in the southeast will not. Like, we were in the pub, one of many that we
went
to.
What do you mean? It's Scotland.
Yeah,
you're in the pub.
They'll just chat to you. So we're just sitting there having a drink, and this guy next to me goes, he was actually a Geordie, so he was a slightly older fella. He goes, "So where are you coming from today? Where have you come from today?" And I was like, "Well, we're up from London." He goes, All right. And I said, because I had no idea at this point, I was, you know, I had a couple of drinks and it was a bar. And I said, where are you from? And he goes, Newcastle. And I was like, well, obviously. Yeah. And then he said, oh, we come here all the time. Me and the missus love it. We love it. Edinburgh's a beautiful city and it's not far for us. It's only an hour and a half on the train. So I was like, well, you know, we had to go on the sleeper and it was crap. He goes, what was it like? Because I've always wondered what it'd be like to go on the sleeper train. And I said, it's terrible. I don't recommend it. And he was like, oh, that's funny. And we just chatting for like an hour with this really nice older couple, and they were telling us about their kids and all the rest of it. It was like a real old person.
You beat up that volcano. Fucking what,
man? Honestly, Flax, I think that you could do an entire episode of Postman Pat solo. You could do all of the voices.
I would love to do that.
You could do the whole thing. You could do like the teacher with the Geordie accent. You could do like the Indian train driver, like you could do all of them.
How does Pat speak?
Just kind of I don't know. He sounds like he's from like the south of England somewhere. Oh, yeah. Like he's
how are you, Pat? Any mail for us the day? Not yeah. Today, Mr. Newcastle guy. I don't know your name, the teacher. Yeah, we could do that. That would be funny.
Yeah. You could do the whole episode.
Can you do like the Scottish lady?
Yeah. Look, Pat, pop your parcel through my mailbox. No. I think my robe slipped open a wee bit. You can see my tiny undies. And you might have caught a sight of my bagpipes. Oh,
hey, my tatties are showing.
Look, my tatties are unsure.
Oh, fuck me.
Well, this is being it.
Oh, man.
You should do it, man. You should do it. That would be so funny. Just like, just dub over.
Yeah.
You know, like sometimes they do those dubs on YouTube? Grab an episode and do your own track for it.
Oh, man.
I would watch that. Oh, maybe that could be a stretch goal for the Patreon.
Yeah. How do we feel like, how do we feel about a Patreon? Do we feel like we've sold out?
We literally spoke about it. We have one.
No, but like morally, how do we feel about it?
I feel great. I feel great.
You really wanted to monetize this.
I did. I'll tell you, but I wanted to do it in a way that meant that people didn't have fucking adverts in the middle of the podcast.
We have had some offers for ads, and I was like, ugh, I don't want to do it. And then PFLAX was like, well, I want to get some money off this somehow.
You know, did you guys hear about this big Apex Twitch Rivals tournament that I wasn't invited to like twice, two times in a row?
Yeah.
Why? Like, what's going on? Like, how come? You know, how? What's I'm at a loss. Like, why?
They want the game to appeal to people, right? They want them to appeal to the young.
Right.
We don't appeal to the young in a way that a marketing guy can see. They don't understand the dad peel. You know, the appeal of the dad peel. They don't get it. So to them, it's like, this person is old.
So are they daddist? Is that the problem?
I'm saying they're daddist.
Are you genuinely upset about not being invited to Twitch Rivals?
No, it's like just kind of funny, but at the same
time, part of me wonders though,
what you would have to do. Like, I don't expect to just be straight up invited, but like, what do you have to do to get on that? Like, do you have to apply? Do you have to know somebody? Do you have to be married to the right person? Like,
I think talk to Harry. He'll probably
have to blow somebody. Like, what? Like, I'm not saying I would do any of these things, but like, I'd certainly
think about it.
Entertain the prospect a little. Yeah, like,
send a message to Harry. He'll probably be like, oh yeah, I run the invites. I'll get you.
Yeah, he probably did the whole thing. Didn't invite me in some.
No, seriously though. Like, those guys go out to TwitchCon. They should be able to hook you up, right?
But anyway, we don't have to have adverts in the middle of the podcast. We don't have to say, let's stop a minute and say shout out to, I don't know, whoever. Audible.
Shout out to Costa Coffee. Best coffee in town. If you're looking for a nice pick-me-up on your way to work. Holy shit, this reminds me, actually. There's some advertising over here that is very questionable. I'm not sure if there's, like, a regulatory body that controls, like, how you can advertise or whatever. But we were shocked. We were walking by this place. It's like a... It's not a pub. It's like a bar, but they serve food and stuff there too. It's like just a very casual, like after worky sort of place. And on the side of the building, it's like, are you lonely, depressed, need somebody to talk to or whatever? Come on in and have a drink. And I was like, what? You you can't put that on the side of a building where you serve alcohol. That's like, that's crazy. That's not,
but that is the definition of a pub since 2000 years.
You can't just be like really upfront about it. Like,
oh,
you,
there's the door, lads. Hold on.
It's crazy though, right? Like, you shouldn't. It's like how they banned advertising cigarettes and stuff too, right? Because like they were used to be on the side of F1 cars and everything. Remember players and all that. And they had to ban it. Like, how can you advertise alcohol like that? Like, preying on people's...
I think they're advertising the company, though. Like, you know, like that Newcastle guy going up to meet P-Flex. They're not saying drink away your sorrows.
No, yeah,
they?
That's literally what the ad was implying. Like, oh, are you sad? Right. Come in and have a drink. Like, you'll feel better, I guess. It's, what? That's crazy. You can't
depressed?
Do that.
Why not try?
Yeah.
Hard liquor.
Yeah, exactly. And it just seems like really irresponsible. I mean, I get that they want to sell spirits and make money or whatever, but fuck me, like, I can't.
It's like if you went to the doctors and they were like, you know, hey, I've been having these anxiety attacks, and they're like, okay, here's a prescription for a bottle of Jameson. It's like, what?
Yeah, yeah. It's nuts. I don't know, like...
Guess who that was at the door, lads.
Oh, my God.
Was it next door neighbors, the bird table
We need a
man.
Jingle for this. We need, like, if we have a Patreon now, our production quality has to go up a bit. Like, we need a jingle for this. Like, you know, like on TV shows where they're like, who's at the door? Who's at the door?
Who's interrupting the Trifles podcast today?
We should.
Postman Pat.
It was not Postman Pat, but it was a delivery guy. And it was this guy that knows that I'm always at home. Because I'm right. Yeah, working from home.
Oh, that guy.
So anyone within 20 houses of me, he knocks on the door, like a human, or using the doorbell.
Uh-huh.
And yeah. I have to take a parcel for one of my neighbors. And he's always grinning. He's like, I'm so sorry, but is there any chance? I'm like, yeah, no problem. Like, every time. And he always makes a joke that I'm always home.
Yeah, do you guys not have, like, the... there's a system over here where, like, you can have a barcode, like, just outside of your house... or like in your porch or whatever. And you don't need to sign for stuff. They'll just leave it in your porch and scan the barcode and they never need to bug you. Like, you guys
I
not
don't have
that?
A porch, so right, it wouldn't work.
Get a porch, Ned.
Well, get back to me when you're at my level, when you have a porch and...
Will do.
All right, we're done. Thank you, everyone. Goodbye. See you next week with a bye-bye-bye.
Bye.
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 Bye.